USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Baltimore police say they're still searching for the suspects in a mass shooting that took place over the weekend at a party. Two people killed, at least 28 others hurt. Acting Police Commissioner Richard Worley says most of the 28 victims were teenagers.
15 victims between the ages of 13 and 17. 13 victims between the ages of 18 and 32.
Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott said local agencies are mobilizing throughout the city to help keep people safe ahead of the 4th of July holiday following Sunday's shooting. Americans still dealing with issues at airports during the long 4th of July holiday weekend. FlightAware had reported 3,400 flights delayed on Monday and more than 100 flights canceled across the country. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will travel to Beijing Thursday for 4 days of talks. In Hong Kong, Andrew Wood says it's a further sign President Biden is trying to improve relations between the two countries following the shooting of a Chinese balloon over the U.S.
Yellen's discussions with Chinese officials will cover a wide range of issues. American businesses and investors worry that gathering information in China about markets, the economy, or rivals might be considered spying. Last week, a social media network banned three Chinese bloggers because they wrote negatively about the economy. A Treasury official in Washington didn't expect a significant breakthrough from Ms. Yellen's visit. Andrew Wood, Hong Kong.
Hall of Fame racehorse trainer Bob Baffert will remain on the sidelines for the foreseeable future. Jack Crumley has more.
Churchill Downs says Hall of Fame horse trainer Bob Baffert's 2021 suspension over Medina Spirit's steroid test is being extended now through 2024. The track put out a statement Monday saying that extension is because of ongoing concerns regarding, quote, the threat to the safety and integrity of racing. Churchill Downs says Baffert is still telling falsehoods about Medina Spirit's failed drug test and that it will reevaluate his status after next year. I'm Jack Crumley.
This is USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
Freshness made easy with Footprint Small Spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, shoe sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Free happy Febreze, la 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 la.
A wild police chase in Texas involving a brazen human smuggler, Michael Board reports.
The cab of a tractor trailer speeding down the interstate, dodging cars. The Texas Department of Public Safety releasing the video showing him going in the wrong lane of traffic.
He's driving on a southbound lane going northbound. We're going over 80 miles an hour.
At one point, the smuggler swerves around spike strips. Eventually, the driver pulls off Interstate 35 and illegal immigrants come streaming out. 12 migrants arrested. So is the driver, who's from Florida.
So where are you headed to right now? San Antonio.
State troopers releasing this video to show how dangerous human smuggling has become. I'm Michael Board.
Tennessee Titans running back Hassan Haskins is facing aggravated assault charges. Police say the running back is accused of choking his girlfriend last month after the two got into an argument. In a separate incident, days later, Haskins' girlfriend, Makia Green, was arrested after she reportedly pulled a knife on him. Haskins was released on bail and has a court date scheduled for next week. Nearly one in four Americans had not gotten COVID by the end of last year, according to a new CDC estimate.
The agency estimated about 77% of people in the U.S. had antibodies from an infection of the virus. Younger people between 16 and 29 had the highest percentage of natural antibodies. Meanwhile, nearly all people at close to 97% had some form of COVID antibodies due to vaccinations or infections. I'm Brian Shook.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My ride smells just right.
I gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right. Yeah. La 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 la. Yeah. Picked up for 40 days of consistent sin. All over Febreze car, clips right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. Yeah, it smells just right.